From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 76 people were killed when a plane carrying members of a Brazilian soccer team crashed late Monday near Medellin, Colombia. Several people aboard the chartered plane survived. The plane departed Bolivia to play in the final game of the Copa Sudamericana tournament when it crashed. Rescue efforts were hindered by the mountainous crash site and low visibility. South Korean President Park Geun-hye Tuesday expressed her willingness to step down from office in an orderly manner. Without using the words impeachment or resignation, she said she would leave her future course to the National Assembly. Ms. Park spoke in a hastily scheduled televised address to the nation. Opposition leaders reacted to the president's speech with skepticism. Some suspect this might be a political maneuver to delay impeachment efforts underway and to shore up her support in her Senuri party. United Nations Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura told the European Parliament Tuesday that he is uncertain how long the eastern part of Aleppo will last. He said the escalation of military attacks on the sector puts its continuing existence in doubt. The UN says a Syrian government offensive has forced nearly 16,000 people to flee their homes, and thousands more could follow. Britain and France have called for an immediate United Nations Security Council meeting on the recent increase in hostilities. A U.S. military general is blaming human error for a coalition airstrike in September that killed Syrian government-aligned forces near Deir ez-Zor. Brigadier General Richard Coe says the coalition forces thought they were striking Islamic State forces. This is VOA News. A United Nations human rights spokesman said Tuesday civilians in the Iraqi city of Mosul are being killed by Islamic State extremists if they attempt to flee or refuse to help jihadists. Ravina Shamdasani said IS jihadists have carried out hundreds of execution-style murders of civilians who refused to allow IS rockets and snipers in their homes or who attempted to flee. In an incident last week, 27 civilians were reportedly executed in northern Mosul for leaking information to Iraqi officials. The Islamic State group is claiming that a man who carried out Monday's attack at Ohio State University was a soldier of the caliphate. A statement posted on the group's news by the group's news agency says Abdul Razak Ali Artan had responded to calls to attack the civilian citizens of what it called international coalition countries. Law enforcement officials say just minutes before the attack, Artan put a post on Facebook blaming America for killing Muslims abroad and praising al-Qaeda cleric Anwar al-Awlaki as a hero. The U.S. Department of Commerce reported Tuesday that the economy grew significantly faster than expected between July and September, due primarily to strong consumer spending. The gross domestic product, or GDP, the total output of all goods and services in the U.S., expanded at an annual rate of 3.2%, its fastest pace in 2 years. The figure was much better than the 2.9% growth rate economists had predicted, but stronger than expected spending on items like automobiles and utility bills helped give the economy a surprising boost. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump called Tuesday for stiff penalties for protesters who burn American flags. Trump said nobody should be allowed to burn the American flag, and if they do, there should be consequences, perhaps a loss of citizenship or a year in jail. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that laws banning destruction of the flag as a form of protest were constitutional because they violated the first were unconstitutional because they violated the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which protects the freedom of press. A 1958 court decision banned stripping a person of U.S. citizenship as a form of punishment. Seven Indian soldiers and three attackers were killed when militants stormed an army base in the northern Jammu and Kashmir state early Tuesday. The incident is likely to heighten tensions between India and Pakistan, whose ties hit a low point following a September attack on an Indian army camp in the disputed Kashmir region. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.